James River Valley Library System working through budget cuts and COVID-19. Jamestown Police and Fire Department give operations update. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The James River Valley Library System is finding the silver lining amid the recent budget cuts by the Stutsman County Commission. Earlier this year, the commission voted to cut the Stutsman County Library budget by $60,000. Library Director Joe Rector says this may affect them in 2020.
They have a lot of things to balance out, and they decided that they weren't able to fully fund the library per the request that we had. So our 2022 budget has been cut, and that put $60,000 in state aid to public libraries at risk over the next 3 years. So the total cut could be $120,000.
There's been rumors of closing the Stutsman County Library due to cuts and letting go of a staff member, which Rector says will not happen.
Unfortunately, the library board decided that isn't going to happen. So I'm really thankful for the support of the library board going through this.
Read more online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Police and Fire Committee received updates from both departments Thursday afternoon. Police Assistant Chief Justin Blinsky says new SRO Courtney Jeffrey has completed training and is ready to take the role.
We recently had our school resource officer attend a training session with other school resource officers across the state. The training focuses on specific job duties related to the school resource position. She successfully completed that and began her duties last week when school started again.
Blinsky also says the department will be submitting changes in the law following legislative approval of different provisions. Read more online at newsdakota.com. And a panel of North Dakota lawmakers has agreed to use the current number of legislators and the districts they represent as a template for redrawing new legislative boundaries. The redistricting committee began the task of redistricting on Thursday. When it's finalized later this year, it will likely show urban areas of the state gaining political strength in the legislature. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.